10, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thunderbirds are go. Mission to Mars.
The ExoMars mission to Mars looks fascinating. It's going to look for signs of life on the red planet. I have so many questions, I've posted a message online to see if anyone can help. Whoa! It's Thunderbird Shadow and KO.
You mean International Rescue Chief of Security, Kurano?
Oh, well, yes, of course. Sorry, Chief.
It's okay. KO's just fine. Brains has been monitoring your posts and sees you've got a bunch of questions about the ExoMars mission.
Yeah, like how are they going to get to Mars? And they've got this rover with a bunch of instruments on it, like cameras and drills. How's that going to work? And will it ever come back? And what about...
Okay, slow down. Why not come and see for yourself? Come with me.
What? Into Thunderbird Shadow? Are we going to Tracy Island? Do I get to see the other Thunderbirds and meet the team and meet Max?
Sure.
How amazing is that? Thank you so much.
Firstly, because we need to keep some secrets, you're going to have to wear this.
Wow. A blindfold? No, that is absolutely cool with me. After all, it's not every day you get to go to the headquarters of the most famous interstellar rescue team in the universe.
Now hold tight.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm actually here on Tracy Island and inside Brain's lab. Oops.
But please don't touch anything, Dan. For fun kids need you in one piece, and I need my lab equipment.
Sorry. Wow. Brains, the legend himself, the one and only, and Max too.
One and only? I don't think the world is ready for two of me. Although, if you like things in twos, the ExoMars mission is right up your alley, because the mission has been designed in two parts. One which took place in 2016.
Why don't you tell Dan about the mission objectives?
First, search for signs of past life on Mars. Look for evidence of ice and water.
It'll be testing for lots of different minerals too.
And analyze the atmosphere.
So how's it going to do all that? How are they going to get onto the surface of Mars to start with?
With this. Check out this hologram. It shows the craft that will carry a landing shuttle and a rover to Mars in a journey that will take 9 months.
9 months? Wow. That's a long time to be away from home.
The craft is unmanned. That means there aren't any astronauts on board. It'll be controlled from Earth, from launch to landing, and the rover, which will be carrying out experiments, will be remotely controlled as well. This is what the rover looks like.
Whoa, the ExoMars rover. Looks like a bigger version of you, Max.
Although Max is quite unique and very special, the ExoMars rover has even more tricks than Max up its sleeve. In the same way that our Thunderbird vehicles each have the different specialisms, the Rosalind Franklin rover, to use its full name, has been designed to do some very particular jobs.
And we can tell you all about it. Come on, let me show you around.
That's brilliant. Thanks so much. And any chance of taking the controls of Thunderbird Shadow, KO? That thing goes fast.
I think it's probably better if you leave the flying to me, Dan. I don't want to have to explain to the fun kids boss that we lost you in an asteroid belt.
Thunderbirds are go. Mission to Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency and International Rescue. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.